is now live, up and running. We have a web page, and you can access the journal through IEEE Explore, and it's free to all IEEE members and non-members for 2001 as an inducement to get you to look at this. If you're not an IEEE member, you can still go check out the IEEE Explore webpage, find out what papers we have for offer in the transactions. For those of you who are not familiar with this journal, it is a new archival publication. It has an online version, if you like. It's online in all aspects, paper submission, review, and publication. It is also available in paper copy for library subscription only, so we offer both versions. We're particularly keen to emphasize the online aspect, and we are in a position to offer very rapid publication because of the web-based publication system. In fact, I think we're running on average something of the order of 1 month turnaround time between paper submission and paper acceptance, and we do publish at paper acceptance in PDF format. So as soon as your paper is accepted by the reviewers, it appears online. There is no additional time, if you like, associated with the publication cycle. So it's a journal that is particularly suited to the IRPS audience. Its scope is somewhat larger than we have traditionally focused on at IRPS and covers devices and components and materials in the optical, magnetic, and MEMS world, as well as the regular silicon or 3.5 devices that we are used to dealing with here. So this is the call for papers. As you can see, if you can make out the editorial board, we have a world-class board of editors. This is a publication that will appear in volumes every 3 months, I believe. And since we're electronic, actually its electronic version is fully live. As a paper is accepted, it turns up on the web page. And this is the web page, the IEEE web page on IEEE Explore. This is our first volume, our first edition, if you like. There are currently 7 papers, I believe, that you can look at, ranging from ESD, electromigration, a couple of gate oxide review papers, one of which is Jim Stathis' paper that he presented yesterday at the gate oxide session. So we do have a full PDF version of that paper. That might be very interesting for those of you who are really into gate oxide reliability. We've got some hot carrier papers. We have more papers in the pipeline that will be appearing over the next few weeks. So I'd like to encourage you to look at this journal, take a good look at the papers, and I would like to encourage you to consider it for your publications. Thank you very much indeed.